Shem Lech was with his friends, the Shesh Shavuot special schools for Avi Mari, Imi Maran, Sishi Yichlin, Nishvas, Maraz Esther, Bats of Shmuel, Maraz Chana, Bats of Gunnar, Maraz Alta Chana, Bats of Meir Zev, Lissus Moshe Ben Peshadina, Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Ezra, Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, Nasiya, Tamar Bats Eli Shev Atola, Baruch Bats Lecha, Bachom HaSei Yedehem. And the shir is based on the Maimer of Moreno, Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Hutner Zetzal. In Mincha, we say Avram, Yagel, Yitzchak, Yoran, and Yaakov, Uvanav, Yanuchu, Bo. We talk about the Avos. In the middle bracha, usually we only mention the Abbas in the first bracha. Why in Mincha and Shabbos do we mention the Abbas in the middle bracha? We say on Shabbos, Yismach Moshe b'mat neschelko, etc. Ki eved ne'eman karasalo, kelil teferes b'rosh nesatalo, etc. So we say that Moshe should be happy b'mat neschelko because he was called an eved ne'eman. So what's the special simcha of Moshe that he was called an eved ne'eman? Why dafka is eved ne'eman a reason to be Sameach B'chelko, and what is this meter, what is the content and the nature of being an Eved Ne'eman? So we would like to discuss a very important halacha for Shabbos, a chiddush b'kedusha Shabbos. It says in the Gemara that if you're Shomer Shabbos, even if you're Ovid Avodah Zarah, like the generation of Enosh, when they were great Ovid Avodah Zarah, mochum lo, you get mechila. The Beis Yosef explains that really, ein libo l'Avodah Zarah, his heart is not really with the Avodah Zarah, if he keeps Shabbos, because if he's Shomer Shabbos, he shows that he believes in everything that's the opposite of Avodah Zarah, and therefore he's forgiven. And also his tshuva is an easier tshuva. What do you mean his tshuva is an easier tshuva? Mochlem lo. So in Ritz Hashem, we're going to explain what it means his tshuva is an easier tshuva. It says in the Torah, B'tzedek tishpot amisecha, that you have to judge your friend righteously, favorably. And the poskim say that it depends on the person. If the mice is a 50-50, you can go both ways, and the guy is a 50-50, he's a bain, or he can go both ways, you judge the kaf schus. If the guy is a Russian, no matter what, then you judge the kaf chov. If the guy is a Talmud Chacham, then you assume that he did tshuva. If he did an aver, even if you saw him do an avera, and if you didn't see him do an avera, then you assume that it's the schus, that he really didn't do an avera. So basically, when you're talking about Tzedek Tishpot HaMisecha, judging your friend favorably, it depends on the person. And it says that in Shemaim, if you're judging others, the Kav Schus in Shemaim, from Shemaim, they're going to judge you favorably. What does it mean in a Shemaim, they're going to judge you favorably? Are there any doubts in Shemaim as to what you did and why you did it in Shemaim? They know full well. So what does it mean in Shemaim, they're judging you favorably? It's this notion of judging you favorably in Shemaim doesn't mean that they're sfeikis. That's what it means when it comes to people. In a Shemaim, they're judging you favorably means that every act we do is mixed with Lishman Shelo, Lishma Kova Lev Mikol, it says in Yirmiyahu. Yitzayin test. The heart is very, 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 very complex. Many levels, many layers. So we're mixed of lishma and shalol lishma. So this notion of judging us min hashamayim is what is going to take preference. What is going to take precedence? Is it going to be the lishma part of you or the shalol lishma part of you? So that would also depend on the stam of the gavra. If in general you're a tzaddik, so then the lishma is going to be. If in general one's a rasha, then the lo lishma. If he's a benoni, then okay. So if it's 50-50, maybe they'll judge you favorably, but if it's more the chova than not, if it's more the schus than yes, it'll really depend on the person. But this notion of judging him in a shemaim favorably is not because in shemaim they've sfeikas, but because we're mixtures of shalan, lishma, and shalol lishma. Now, we have to know that, like the Gemara says, if you judge your friend favorably in a shemaim, they'll judge you favorably, which means that they'll judge your lishma side. But again, it all depends, in general, on the person. Now, this klal of judging the kaf schus, depending on the person, has a yotze min haklal. And that is, when it comes to edus, apishnayim edim yakum davar, that normally we judge with two witnesses or more. And let's say there's a contradiction between two witnesses. One says it happened in the second of the month. One says it happened in the third of the month. We say that one knew that the previous month was a full month, had an extra day, and the other one didn't know. In other words, we do everything we can to reconcile this contradiction in testimony. So normally when it comes to judging a person, we judge based on the person. When it comes to Edom, we don't. It doesn't matter who the Edom are. We don't look at the Edom. One said the second of the month, one said the third of the month. So we say, okay, he knew Bibur Shel Chodesh. He didn't know Bibur Shel Chodesh. It's not based on the person. Everybody has Becheskes Kashrus unless the person doesn't have Becheskes Kashrus. The moment a person has Becheskes Kashrus, we assume that his Edom is fine, and we judge it favorably, and we try to reconcile it with the seemingly contradictory Edom. And Shabbos is called Eidus. Vayichulu is read Me'umad because it's called Eidus. So we are knowing on Shabbos, Dinei Eidus. And if in the Maisim of a person there's a stira between the Lishma and Shalol Lishma, so we go with the good side. when it comes to judging a person, min hashamayim, when it comes to Shabbos, and the person's judged, so Shabbos is called Eidus. So we judge him on the good side. And let's say there's a stira that a person's an Oved Avodah Zarah, and he's also saying that there's Shabbos. So then we judge him on the good side. In other words, we're not mochelim legamrei. It's not going to be complete mechila like the Gemara says. Mochelim doesn't mean completely mochelim lo, but it means that we lighten his sin. We don't make it a sin mamish of Avodah Zarah of minus. But minus it says kol be'el lo yeshuvon. It says in Mishlei Beis Yutes that once you do minus, you're out. There's no coming back. But if a person's a Shomer Shabbos, so that lightens the avera. It makes it not a minus tika avera, and that's a special hakola. That is a special leniency. That's what the Beis Yosef meant when he says tshuvaso kala, that it's a lighter tshuva, because Shabbos has a din of edus, and in edus we do everything we can to reconcile stiros, and therefore on Shabbos when it's a stira between his edus of keeping Shabbos and avodah zarah, we reconcile it, and we say yeah, he's not really an oved avodah zarah, and such that his tshuva is made much easier. And this tzuras of Eidus of Shabbos has a sherish in the Chumash, that the Ramban says that the fifth commandment of keeping Shabbos is a Eidus on the first two, on Anochi and Lo Yielecha. So Shabbos has the din of Eidus, where we do everything we can to reconcile the steer. It's not based on the person, but rather what he does. He keeps Shabbos. We make his Aveira of Adazara much lighter, because Shabbos is Eidus, and in the world of Eidus, we are much more lenient. So now we'd like to connect the Hemshech. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko, ki eved ne'eman karaselo. So, we're going to talk in very, very general terms. Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Luchos, and on the Luchos it says, Shmiras Shabbos. And on Shabbos there is confidence, there is trust, that mikoach Shabbos we can reconcile all the stiros, even without bedikos and chakiros, even without checking into the essence of a person. And this hanhaga is above the hanhaga of Betzedek Tishpot Amisecha, the normal hanhaga of Betzedek Tishpot Amisecha. Shabbos is characterized by extra trust. That's what Shabbos is. So in order to be mori the luchos, hat Moshe alein gedarf gut durchtan the sugya fun ne'emanus. Moshe Rabbeinu had to himself perfect himself in this midah of ne'amanos, of being trustworthy. Eved ne'aman. Since again, Moshe Rabbeinu is bringing down the luchos. In the luchos, we have Shmiras Shabbos. Shabbos, there is this trust, this confidence. And mikoch, this trust and this confidence, we are reconciling all the stiros even without checking into the person. So in order to bring down these luchos that contain Shabbos, that have this notion of trust and confidence in the person, Moshe Rabbeinu himself had to be a very trustworthy person. So that's why he's called an Eved Ne'eman. He's called a faithful servant, because only a faithful servant can bring down the luchos that have Shmiras Shabbos, where we put special faith in the person, this Ne'emanus. Okay, so that is stage one of our journey. Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we will go to stage two of this beautiful journey of understanding this Pisgah and Mincha, and hopefully also Avram Yagel Yitzchak Yeran and Yaakov Uvanav Yanuchubo, this Pisgah in Shachris. And then in the next shiur, Mirtz Hashem, we will explain more and continue singing the flows Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.